Hey everyone, welcome to Homer's Dope Nuts, a weekly Simpsons podcast where I, the Simpsons guy, and my co-host, El Rey, discuss and review every episode of The Simpsons ever made. We break down the episodes, discuss some of the references, and try to connect our younger listeners with the Simpsons family and how life has changed since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. We hope you enjoy it and provide feedback as we're always looking for ways to improve the show. Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Hoy hoy, everybody. We had a little lapse in the cast.
Yes, yes.
Life.
Life gets in the way, guys. Sorry we weren't here last week, but
we're back. Yes.
And the light at the end of the tunnel seems to be getting bigger.
Yes, as far as work, yeah. Hopefully it's not a train, but yeah.
It's about to run us over.
Exactly.
We're hoping it's freedom. Sweet freedom.
Sweet, sweet freedom.
Oh, well.
But alas, we're not there yet.
Yeah, we still have to go back to the salt mines of Kessel.
Yes. Get smashed into who knows what.
Yeah.
3PO said one time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, enough nerdiness.
Yes, yes. That's enough nonsense. it's a good thing we're still in pop culture.
Yeah.
So we're here to discuss the 17th episode of the 7th season titled Homer the Smithers. And it's going to be an epic, epic show.
Yes, it is.
And this originally aired February 25th of 1996. Yeah. And we're going to start with the traditional, couch gag.
It's becoming a traditional couch gag at this point. That's what, 5 in a row?
6.
Wow. Oh, boy. Mm. So, yes, no chalkboard gag once again. And if I'm not mistaken, this is a recycled couch gag too, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes. So the Simpsons come out in the little Shriner cars with little hats on. And, of course, they all ride around in circles in the living room. And then they all simultaneously back up and park and they give a little... beep, beep. And, yeah. So, again, not a bad one.
Yeah.
But, yes, we have seen this one before. So we're not off to the best start on this one, are we?
No, we're not. No chalkboard gag, no couch gag. But it's a good thing this episode makes up for it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So, we're going to start off with one Mr. Burns. And he's having an employee night. What is it called? Yet another employee's wife and no more than 3 children's night at the Springfield Dragway. It's very,
very Burns-esque. Yes. Uh-huh. And so we see Mr. Smithers on he's got a microphone and he's saying, testing for Mr. Burns. And he's like, all right, he's ready to go. He's going, here you go, sir. I've warmed up the crowd for you.
And then you hear Burns in a very wooden voice.
Yeah.
Welcome, employees. Come in.
And this whole time we find out that Smithers is holding everything that he says on a card, right?
Yeah, and the huge cards, right? And he's like, the whole night's entertainment is on me.
And there's a pause and Smithers switches the card.
Monty Burns!
And everybody cheers, right?
Uh-huh.
So, yes, he couldn't even get through that one.
Yep. So we see the Simpsons family, and they all come into the dragway, and they take their seat. Mm-hmm. And Homer is wearing one of those huge foam hats.
Well, beyond huge foam hat.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he has to be that guy.
Yeah, always.
And then we hear the announcer, right? Now, if you've ever been to a speedway like that, you'll know
what
it's like.
This is very typical, right?
Typical. So you hear the guy, welcome to an evening of exciting quarter mile action. Now, by the way, guys, usually those commercials, it's the echo. It's not the person saying it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so our first race is a benefit for Daredevil Lance Murdoch, who's hospitalized with cirrhosis of the liver.
He was really getting into it.
Yeah, he got in.
And Homer's like, all right, liver.
And so we see two of the drag racers, right? And they're the legit ones, too, yes. By the way.
Uh-huh.
This is a legit speedway for that.
Mm-hmm.
And
got the funny cars and everything.
Yeah, the hot rods are there. They're on the starting line. And Marge is looking at the cars, and she's admiring them. And she says to the kids, because Marge is such a square, she's like, boy, it would sure be fun to carpool in one of those kids, right? Huh? I'd be a real hot rod mama, wouldn't I? Huh?
And Bart's just like, you missed the race, mama.
And Marge like turns real quick, and the cars are already across the line with the parachutes out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I wish I paid more attention.
She was too busy being a square.
She was too busy trying to make a bad joke, right? It's terrible.
And then we cut back to Smithers and Burns.
Such a good scene.
And Mr. Burns is like, Smithers, this beer isn't working. I don't feel any younger or funkier.
And at this point, we see that Smithers has been feeding Mr. Burns Duff beer a spoonful at a time, right?
In teaspoons.
In teaspoons. And so he says, I'll switch to the tablespoon, sir. My goodness.
Oh, my God.
It would get warm at that point. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
No. Gotta chug that down. So the announcer comes back up, right? He's like, coming up next, our feature race, the Nuclear Power Plant Championship. Plant.
And so, Burns is ready. He's like, ah, at last. Smithers, fetch the binoculars. Right? And then he watches the race and he goes, oh, damnation. Tell them to go slower because he can't see.
Yeah.
He can't keep up with it, right?
And Smithers goes, yes, sir. And he walks down to the drivers. He's like, hey, guys, can we keep it in first gear for a couple of laps? And they don't look very happy. So he goes back up to Mr. Burns.
Yes, and they start, right? And they just go real slow. And Burns is real excited. Like, go! Slow down!
Well, they start going too fast, right?
Yeah. And the drivers, they look at each other, right? And they just, like, they're not happy. And so they cross the line. And they actually release the parachute. And it just stays on the ground. There's not enough speed for it to do anything. And of course, Bert is very happy and he just goes, excellent. My goodness. Now, by the way, there's no way at a real racetrack like that that they would just let someone just run onto the track like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, you get run over
no
real quick.
There's no way, man.
You get run over real quick there. I'm still can't get over the spoon feeding them beer.
That's hilarious.
If I ever get to that point, take me out.
Dude.
Take me to the backyard and
no,
just put one in the back of my head.
As your friend, dude, we're giving you the IV, man. Right? That's,
put it in my veins.
Yeah, we're just going to hook it up to you. And it might kill you, but you'll die happy.
Yeah.
And then be like, that's how he would have wanted.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the many ways.
Drowning in beer.
All right. So the race is over. The night is over. Everyone is walking back to their cars. And Smithers is about to take Burns home. But he's not happy with a purchase he made. He bought one of those novelty foam hats that are holding the number one finger, right? And he wants a smaller one because this one is ludicrously oversized. And of course, Smithers is always happy to do whatever Burns needs.
Yep. So he leaves Mr. Burns in the car and he walks back to go change it out, right? And as he goes away, Lenny happens to be walking by. And Lenny's in a really good mood, you can tell. But you can tell he's a little drunk, too.
Yes.
Right? And he's like, hey, Burnsy, this was some swell shindig. Thank you very much. He's trying to be nice, but yes, he is drunk. Right?
And Burns is really, really frightened. I go, Smithers, what's happening?
And Lenny's still going, I had a great time. I just want to shake your hand. And so he reaches into the car.
And Burns goes, and he rolls up the window, terrified.
And the window goes all the way up, but Lenny's face is still pressed against it, all squished. And he's still talking. He's like, you're the greatest.
And then Burns is like, Smithers, help.
Oh, my goodness. He's a very fragile old man at times, isn't he?
Uh-huh. But just then, Smithers comes back in time to save Mr. Burns, right? He's like, oh my God. He runs up and he kind of like leads Lenny away. But
Lenny still manages to turn around and give Mr. Burns a thumbs up.
And Mr. Burns just like shrieks in terror.
Ah,
he's
freaking
out. Mm-hmm. And so we cut to them on the drive home, right? And Burns is complaining while talking to Smithers, like, you should have seen the murderous glint in his eyes. Smithers, and his breath reeked of beer and pretzel bread.
Oh, my God. And Smithers is like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Burns. This was all my fault.
And then so Mr. Burns tries to calm him down, actually. He says, don't concern yourself. If things had turned ugly, I always had my mace. And he turns around. He has an actual mace in there, guys. Like the ball with the spike on it.
Yes. Not the spray.
No.
But he had the actual medieval weapon mace.
I'm surprised he didn't just go for the mace.
Yeah.
Poor Lenny.
By the way, are you a mace guy or a Morningstar guy?
I don't know. I'd say mace.
That's probably the easiest one to use.
Yeah.
But the Morningstar just looks so damn cool.
Cool.
Yeah, just
right?
Swing it around over your head.
Yeah, like the Witch King and the Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's enough nerdiness for the day.
And yeah, so Smithers is upset.
Yeah, he says, don't let me off the hook. That easy, sir. I failed you, and I'll never forgive myself. And he starts banging his head on the steering wheel. Never, never, never.
And, like, Mr. Burns just hits his little button in the back so the window goes up between the driver and the passenger.
And then the phone rings, and Burns picks it up, and all we hear is Smithers going, never, never, never.
By the way, Mr. Burns had, like, a TV, the phone, and a full bar back of that car.
Yes.
He wasn't filling the beer earlier.
He's got
a whole
bar
in the car. Like.
Yeah, he does. I'm sure he's got some fancy brandy back there.
I'm sure he does. Best. And so the next morning, we cut to Mr. Burns' office, right? So it's the day after, and Smithers walks in, and he says, good morning, sir. To make up for my failure last night, I alphabetized your breakfast. You can start with the waffles and work your way up to the Zweiback. And to prevent the newsprint from rubbing off on your hands, I've laminated today's newspaper.
Zweiback.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
I don't even want to find out what that is. And Burns says, I appreciate the thought, but my pen won't write on this. How am I supposed to do the junior jumble?
And he's trying to do the little puzzle, right?
Yeah, the little puzzle in the newspaper.
And so Smith is very disappointed with himself. Yells out that he can't even grovel properly. Calls himself a buffoon. Says, I don't deserve to live on your planet anymore. And
he goes over to the water fountain, knocks off the 5-gallon water container, right? And then he dunks his head in the water that's still in there. But he's lucky Mr. Burns kind of followed him, and he just holds
the button down.
Yeah, holds
the
button
water down.
Yep. And the water drains, and Smithers fails to kill himself.
Yes. And so Burns is like, pull yourself together, man.
Mm-hmm.
I dare say you're in need of a long vacation.
And Smithers is like, no, don't make me take a vacation. Without you, I'll wither and die.
Burns is like, that's a risk I'm willing to take at this point.
Oh, my God. And Smithers is like, but what would you do without me, sir?
He says, duh. I'm not a baby who needs a nursemaid to burp me. He burps. You see? And then he says, so, now, I insist that you take a vacation just as soon as a temporary substitute can be found. And he leads Smithers to the door and closes the door. He closes it behind him and he's like, sheesh!
So, later that night, Smithers is still at work and he's in front of his computer, right? He's like, I've got to find a replacement that won't outshine me. Perhaps if I search the employee evaluations for the word, and he types this in, incompetent, 714 matches found. 714 names? Better be more specific. And he keeps typing, lazy, clumsy, dim-witted, monstrously ugly. And the computer searches and reports 417 matches.
No,
I'm sorry, 714 matches.
Same amount.
Yes, 714 matches. And Smithers goes, oh, nuts to this. I'll just go get Homer Simpson. Oh, my God.
My goodness. And so we cut back to the Simpsons house, right? And everybody's at dinner, shoving down their food like they usually do.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer, I guess, has gotten the news already, and he's telling the family, I think Smithers picked me because of my motivational skills. Everyone always says they have to work a lot harder when I'm around.
And he thinks this is a good thing.
Yeah. Like, no, dude, you're the one, man. No.
Yeah, you're the one weighing everyone down.
Yep.
So Lisa goes, you know, Dad, assisting Mr. Burns could give your career a real shot in the arm.
And then Marge comes in, right? She has a mold, and she's like, you know, Homer, assisting Mr. Burns could give your career a real shot in the arm.
And Lisa's like, Mom, I just said that.
And Marge's just like, sorry. Next time, get your own darn corn, right? She just leaves it on the table.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Yeah.
It was a touchy in the Simpsons house right there.
Well, really touchy. So the next day, we're back at the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant, and Homer is trying to get the feel of Mr. Smithers' office. Mm-hmm. He's like, is this the chair I'll be sitting on?
He's like, yeah. And Homer's playing with the chair, right? And he says, now I realize caring for Mr. Burns seems like a big job, but it's actually just 2,800 small jobs.
And Homer's like, uh-huh, but this is the chair, right? I guess he really loves that chair.
So Smithers tells him about his new duties, right, that he's going to have. You have to answer Mr. Burns' phone, preparing his tax return, moistening his eyeballs, assisting with his chewing and swallowing, lying to Congress.
I can appreciate that.
Yes, and some light typing.
So then the phone rings, and Smithers answers. Montgomery Burns' office? Oh, hello, Mrs. Burns. I'll see if your son is available.
And Homer's like, Mr. Burns has a mother? She must be 100 million years old.
And Smithers goes, she has limited capacities. All she can do is dial and yell.
And so Smithers keeps talking to her, right? He's like, I'm sorry, Monty can't come to the phone right now. He's in a very important meeting and can't be disturbed. And we see just Burns in his office, like, nodding off, trying not to fall asleep.
Uh-huh. That's got to be sweet, though. You're the owner. Why not take a nap? Yeah, take a nap.
With the door open and everything. It's my company.
Yep.
And he tells Homer, Mr. Burns can't stand talking to his mother. He never forgave her for having an affair with President Taft.
And Homer starts laughing. Taft, you old dog.
I guess you like big fellas, huh?
Yeah.
Was our biggest president.
He's a hefty fella.
Yeah, he was plus 300, man.
Damn.
I think so, yeah. You know that story about him in the tub, right?
No.
So, history lesson, kids. So, when he was president, he was so big that he got stuck in the White House tub.
Oh, my God.
They had to break him out of it.
They had to break the tub?
Yeah, to get him out of it. And so, they actually had to custom make a big tub for the White House just for him. And there's a picture of the guys that made the tub, and there's four of them inside of it.
Holy crap.
Big dude.
Damn.
So anyway, small history lesson.
So he's an NFL lineman before the NFL came along.
Well, not athletic, but yeah.
Size-wise, I mean.
Yeah.
So next thing we know, we see Smithers brushing Mr. Burns' teeth. And Burns just spits out, really, Smithers, I'll be fine. I'm sure replacement will be able to handle everything. Who is he anyway?
And Smithers says, Homer Simpson, sir, one of your organ banks from Sector 7G. All the recent events of your life have revolved around him in some way.
Simpson, eh?
Did you remember like two episodes ago, where's Homer?
Yes.
My goodness.
You remembered him then, but not now.
And so Smithers starts packing his luggage into the airport van, right?
And then we see Homer stick his head out the window. He's like, Mr. Smithers, I don't understand 2,700 of my new duties.
And Smithers is like, well, van's leaving. Which one duty is giving you the most trouble?
He's like, what do I do in case of fire?
And Smithers is already inside the van, and you just hear a muffled voice because inside he's like, sorry, can't hear you, bye. Takes off.
And then Homer kind of like sits down really dejected. And then he looks into Mr. Burns' office and everything's burning. He's like, oh, just my luck.
And Burns is just sitting there, like, oblivious to the whole thing. It's
yes. Uh-huh.
And so we cut to Homer takes care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see him run into the office with a fire extinguisher, and he puts out the fire. And then Burns sees him, and he's like, Good Lord, Smithers, you look atrocious. I thought I told you to take a vacation.
And Homer's like, Smithers already left, sir. I'm his replacement, Homer Simpson.
Ah, yes, Simpson. He's like, I'll have my lunch now. A single pillow of shredded wheat, some steamed toast, and a dodo egg.
And Homer's like, but I think the dodo went extinct.
Get going and answer those phones, install the computer system, and rotate my office so the window faces the hills.
And we see Homer taking notes. He's like, okay. Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
And Bruce just like looks at him like he's going to kill him right at this point.
Yes.
So it's not going well off the bat. Steamed toast.
Steamed toast. One shredded pillow of...
One pillow of shredded wheat.
One pillow of shredded... God damn.
This guy's so weird.
Yes, he is. So it's the next morning, right? But it's 4:30 and Homer is waking up at 4:30 in the morning. He is trying, and I emphasize trying.
Yes, and I understand at 4:30, trying.
To put his pants on. So he manages to get one leg in, right? But he can't stick the other leg in because it's on the other side of his butt. Right? So he's going to be having a hard time with this, right? And he's like complaining, lousy two-legged pants.
And so Marge like, up and she's groggy. She's like, homie, it's 4:30 in the morning. Little Rascals isn't until 6.
Homer goes, I know, I'm taping it. I want to get to Mr. Burns' house bright and early to make him his breakfast.
She's like, poor homie. Poor. Oh, she just passes out, right? This is even too early for Marge. Yes. Right?
Too early for Marge to care. So, next thing we know, we see Homer walking into Burns' kitchen, and...
it's a badass kitchen.
It is, but of course, it's useless because Homer's there.
Yes.
So he's like, one of these must be a breakfast maker, right? So he starts looking for it. He's like, well, it's my job to cook him breakfast. I'm going to cook him the best damn breakfast he ever ate. So he tries to make shish kebabs.
With breakfast stuff. Right, yes. Like eggs and bacon, whatever.
And he actually pierces the egg through the shish kebab. That
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. And then he puts it over an open fire, and everything catches fire, right?
Obviously.
So next time, what does he do? He puts everything on a plate. He breaks open the microwave door. Then he sticks his hand in with the plate, turns on the microwave. And, of course, everything goes on fire.
Yes.
And then, last resort, cornflakes in a bowl of cereal, in a bowl, right? Then he pours the milk in and then catches fire.
Yeah.
And he gets very annoyed that this is also ending in flames.
Yes. We know someone with those kind of kitchen skills, though.
Yes, we do. She's our boss.
And she's awesome, but...
No cooking skills.
Don't let her near your kitchen whatsoever.
Yes, unless she's filling it with beer or something.
If anybody was going to set cereal on fire,
it would be her.
That would be her.
Yeah.
We love you, girl. And so Homer finally comes up with a solution, right? So you see him walk into Mr. Burns' room, and he has a tray. He puts it on Mr. Burns' bed, and his breakfast is
a bag of donuts and coffee. And Mr. Burns is like, donuts? I told you I don't like ethnic food.
That is not.
That's the whitest meal you could eat.
Right?
Yes.
And so he hands Homer the newspaper, right? He's like, here, tell me how my stocks did yesterday.
Homer doesn't have any idea what he's looking at. She goes, they all won.
And Burns is like, what about my options?
And Homer thinks about this. He's like, well, you can either get up or go back to sleep.
I believe I'll get up. Man, Homer got his way through that one.
Yes, he did. So now it's bat time.
And we just hear Mr. Burns, right? You don't see it, but you hear him, scrub harder. Gotta get that layer of dead skin off.
And we hear,
And then we have a denture choosing time. So we see Homer with a tray of options for dentures.
He's got like three.
Yeah, he holds them in front of Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns says, I think the fangs today.
So Homer grabs him and he puts him in his mouth. And then, of course, he has to close his jaw for him because apparently he's incapable of doing that. So later that day, in his office, we hear Mr. Burns go, Simpson? Simpson? And he walks into Smithers' office and he's like, did you get the report on the accounting department?
Says, yes, sir, I did. He reads it. The accounting department is located on the third floor. Its hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The head of the department is a Mr. Johnson, or Johnstone.
I don't think Homer...
Yeah, no, he didn't get he didn't get what he was talking about.
No. So, a little bit later, Homer starts reading messages to Mr. Burns. He goes, here are your messages. You have 30 minutes to move your car. You have 10 minutes to move your car. Your car has been impounded. Your car has been crushed into a cube. You have 30 minutes to move your cube. And then the phone rings again.
You hear Homer like, yellow, Mr. Burns' office.
And Burns like, is that about my cube?
Oh, and then God. It's actually Smithers, right? And he says, oh, it's Mr. Smithers. He's calling for you, right?
And we hear Smithers, how's everything going there, sir? Well, I have lots of free time on my hands. If you FedEx me your mail, I'd be happy to open it and return it to you.
My goodness. Uh-huh. And Burns is like, everything's fine, Smithers, but the Simpson fellow seems to be getting dumber by the minute. I've never seen anything quite like it. Anywho, you just enjoy your vacation.
And Homer just goes, oh.
And, well, Smithers is having a good old time.
Yes, he is.
Yes. He's at a very specific place.
Yes.
You can tell in the background. It's hilarious.
Just a bunch of dudes everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And so we cut to Simpson's house, and Homer is just, he can't stay awake, right? He's there snoring.
And then Bart walks up. Look alive, Simpson. I'm not paying you to Goldbrick.
And Homer's like, yes, sir.
And Bart goes, now get cracking on my long division. And don't forget to show your work, Simpson.
He's like, I'll have it on your desk tomorrow morning, sir.
And Lisa cuts in. Bart, leave Simpson alone.
She whispers to Homer, Simpson, I need a ride to the library.
Homer's like, yes, sir.
And so Marge jumps in. She's like, kid, stop exploding your father. Homie, why don't you lay down and relax?
No time, Marge. I think Mr. Burns wants me to do some long division.
And Marge finally gives and says, Simpson, lie down.
And Homer just lies down.
And she's like, sorry, but you need a good night's rest.
So, next thing we know, Homer sighs in relief, right? Because he's enjoying his rest. And then we hear a loud bell. And all we hear is Mr. Burns yelling, Simpson!
All right. And apparently he's got like a big old horn, right?
Yeah, like a giant megaphone or something.
And so Homer rushes over there. He gets to the manor. And he's ringing that a tiny bell, all right?
No.
And so Burns is like, the telephone has been ringing for some time. Answer it.
So Homer gets the phone, yellow. And then to Mr. Burns, it's for you.
Mm-hmm. And it's Smithers. Another phone. He's like, Mr. Burns, 48 rings. Are you all right? What did Simpson do to you?
And Burns is like, nothing other than drive me to distraction with his incompetent boobery. Terrible at everything. A complete moron.
Yeah. And Homer's still holding the phone.
Uh-huh. But he's like, but I'm not really free to talk right now. Look, stop calling me and enjoy your vacation. And remember, I want to see a lot of pictures when you get back.
And Smithers is like, actually, sir, picture taking is not allowed at this particular resort. There's a bunch of dudes dancing in the back. And then we see a pair of hands grab Smithers by the waist, right? And then he's like, oh, I got to go now. There's a line forming behind me. It's a conga line.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he joins him in the conga.
Yes, he does.
The Adventures of Waylon Smithers. So next thing we know, we see Homer walking into another day of being Mr. Burns' assistant. And Burns kind of like turns on the desk lamp and he's blinded. He's like, 60 watts. What did you think this is? A tanning salon? because apparently that 60 watts is too much.
Yeah, apparently 60 watts is too much. That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
And so we cut to that night, and Burns is in bed, right? And the nightcap is like a cone.
Yeah.
And because Homer didn't use the light starch,
mm-hmm.
and Burns, he's yelling at him, right? And he's poking Homer with the stiff nightcap. It's hilarious.
Uh-huh. And so he's not satisfied, right?
Yeah.
And then we see him throw his, he had a glass of something, right? And he throws it at Homer. He's like, you call this postum?
And then he ruins like all this high pile of paper. He's like, you call this a tax return?
Oh my God. And then we see them inside the power plant in a computer room. He's like, you call this a supercomputer?
And so he just keeps yelling, throwing things, right?
Mm.
And we get into one of the greatest scenes, I would say not just in The Simpsons, but
cinematic history.
Television. Mm. One of the greatest scenes of all time. We see Mr. Burns just berating Homer still. And Homer, that's what we've all thought about at one point or another at some job.
Mm-hmm.
Homer just yells, ah! And punches Mr. Burns in the face and knocks him out.
Right in his decrepit old face.
Right in the face. And he realizes what he's done. He like whimpers and he runs off home.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so he runs all the way to the house. He closes the door and he just shivers and sits against it.
And Marge's like, is there something wrong, homie?
No.
Except
I killed Mr. Burns.
Lisa walks in. What happened, Dad?
I punched Burns right in his 104-year-old face.
Are you sure he's dead? Maybe she just really, really hurt him.
And so Marge's like, okay, maybe everything's all right. Maybe if you go apologize, he won't even fire you. He's alive.
You imagine your kid try to like calm you down. You didn't kill. You might have just really, really hurt him.
Like, oh, gee, thanks. Oh, my goodness.
So next thing we know, we see Homer knocking on the door to Burns' office. But nobody answers, right? So he kind of like pushes the door and sticks his head inside. And
behind, takes a look around the room, like he looks at three different places.
Uh-huh. And then he turns and he sees something behind a big plant. And it's Mr. Burns. And he's shivering in fear.
And so he moves over. Mr. Burns is real scared. He's like, Homer just says, I'm really sorry I hit you, Mr. Burns. Here, let me put some salt on that eye.
That's not going to help. That's not going to help. And Burns is like, no, please. I can't bear another thrashing. Just leave me be. And
so Homer says, yes, sir.
And Burns is like, must call Smithers. He'll protect me from this beast. And he grabs the phone. I've seen people activate this machine 1,000 times. Doesn't seem to be any trick to it. Let's see. Smithers. S-M-I-T-H-E-R-S. Success! It's ringing!
Oh my goodness. And by coincidence, the place he calls you here, Moe's Tavern.
And Burns like, I'm looking for Mr. Smithers. First name, Waylon.
And Moe, I guess, has finally gotten wise to it, or thinks he has.
Yes.
Oh, so you're looking for a Mr. Smithers, eh? First name Waylon, is it? Listen to me, you. When I catch you, I'm going to pull your eyes out and shove them down your pants so you can watch me get the crap out of you, okay? Then I'm going to use your tongue to paint my bone. And this scares the crap out of Mr. Burns.
Uh-huh. He puts the receiver in the drawer and he locks it, right? And he goes back. And he hides behind the plant. And he's like, oh, Smithers, if you could only hear me.
And we come back to the resort and we see Smithers driving a boat, right? Wind in his hair and everything. And he just kind of like stops. He's like, I sense something's wrong with Mr. Burns. I got to get to him. And he stops the boat. Apparently he was dragging a whole pyramid of half-naked men in a pyramid behind him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And wearing Speedos or something
like
that?
Yeah. At least he was having a good time.
So next thing we know, we're back at the power plant, right? And Burns slides a mirror under the door and he kind of like turns it to see if Homer's still there. And Burns like, praise God, I think the thug has finally gone home for the day. Now I can make my escape.
And then we see Homer pop into the mirror, right? He's like, hi, Mr. Burns. You want your coffee now?
Oh, no, no. I'm making it myself. And he grabs a coffee pot and he starts rattling it, right? You hear that? The percolations are imminent. No need to come in. Cease your ingress.
And so later on, Homer walks into the office and we see Mr. Burns surrounded by sacks of coffee beans, right, everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, stay back, Homer. Approach no further. Coffee's already made. I stomped the beans myself.
I think he was thinking of wine.
Yeah, man. And that must have hurt. You were stomping coffee beans for that long, man.
Mm-hmm. And then Homer's like, oh, well, can I at least drive you home, Mr. Burns? It's 5 o'clock.
And he's like, no, I thought I'd chauffeur myself this evening. Yes, that's what I thought. How difficult could it be? I'm sure the manual will indicate which lever is the velocitator and which is the deceleratrix. Hmm? Oh, my God. And then, of course, great scene also.
Yes.
We see Mr. Burns behind the wheel. Oh, my God.
And he looks very happy while he's driving.
He is. Yep. He's like, I think he says to himself, like, I can't believe I've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's driving, almost running over people, right? Wrecking the car, crashing into Chief Wiggum, actually.
And Mr. Wiggum was like, that's some nice reckless driving, Mr. B.
Wiggum.
Mm-hmm.
And we cut to the next day, and Mr. Burns shows up, but he's a little different.
And Homer's like, would you like me to shred those environmental reports for you, sir?
And Burns is already taken care of, and he's actually shredding the reports. And then he throws them out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a nice little jab right there.
Environmental report? Me.
Litter.
So Burns goes, cappuccino, Simpson?
He made his own cappuccino.
Mm-hmm. Then the phone rings.
Yes. And he answers, ahoy, hoy. No, you have the wrong number. This is 4246. I suspect you need more practice working on your telephone machine. Not at all. Ahoy!
And Homer's like...
It's been so long since we got one of those.
Yes. Because he never answers the damn phone.
Exactly, yeah. It's very rare.
So Homer goes, Mr. Burns, is there anything I can do for you at all?
And I guess Burns has had like a big mental epiphany at this point, right? Says, no, Homer, you've already done more for me than any man. Your brutal attack forced me to fend for myself. I realize now that being waited on hand and foot is okay for your average Joe, but it's not for me. Your average Joe.
Yeah. I where can I go get waited on hand and foot?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just at this time, Smithers comes in and he sees Mr. Burns hugging and thanking Homer. And Smithers goes, oh, my God, I knew I shouldn't have left.
And Burns is like, welcome back, Smithers. Say, do you know Homer Simpson? He pitched in around the office while you were away. Backup job, Simpson. And he kind of gives him a big punch on the chin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but I guess it's back to your trusty post in Sector 7G.
And Smithers sighs with relief. He's like, you heard the man, Simpson.
He says, my dear Smithers, you're no longer needed at all. Fired. Ta!
And Homer goes to Mr. Smithers. You shouldn't have gone away on vacation.
Oh my God. And so we're back at the Simpsons house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're chomping their food. And Marge says, cheer up, homie.
And Homer goes, I just feel terrible about getting Mr. Smithers fired. That job was all he had. Imagine how you'd feel if you got fired from those things that you do.
And Bart says, quick, Mom, whip up a cake before Dad fires you. Wow, yeah. Man. They went in on Marge on that one.
They did, yes. But Lisa isn't having it, right? Well, she's trying to make him feel better.
Yeah.
Right? She goes, Mr. Smithers is a resilient man. I'm sure he can get a great job at any corporation he wants.
So we cut to a sign that says AT&T in the frame. But we zoom out, and it's actually Neat and Tidy Piano Movers. And Smithers goes in and says, meet your new piano mover. And About 2 seconds later, we see him with Dr. Hibbert because Smithers has apparently
hurt his back.
Hurt his back, right? And Hibbert tells him that he's going to need a steel rod for his spine. So he really hurt his back.
Yep. And he asked him if he would ever move another piano again. And of course, no, he will never
move. Not at all.
How do you go from being a suck-up to being a piano mover?
I don't know, man.
He needs to work on his suck-up skills.
Yeah.
So next thing we know, we hear Smithers on the mic in the Springfield Dragway. Get ready for exciting quarter-mile action at the Springfield Dragway. It'll be motorized mayhem, mayhem, mayhem. Do we need all those mayhems? We do? All right, fair enough. I suppose you know your business. Get ready for fun, fun, fun. These people are already here. We don't need to keep hustling them like this, do we? Let go of me. Why are you throwing me?
And then you just hear all this calamity in the background, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Smithers got fired from there, apparently.
Wait. Let's do this properly. He got fired.
Ah, there you go. Touché.
Uh-huh.
And he ends up at Moe's Tavern. And Smithers says, hello, you got a help wanted sign on the window.
And Moe goes, yeah, I need someone to help me with the midnight beer delivery. Your job is to distract Barney until it's safely off the truck.
And so Smithers says, I'll just wait out back until then.
Barney goes, I look forward to working with you.
And, Homer knows him better.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you can't give up on yourself. Take the Barney Godden job like so many have contemplated in our darkest moments, where you can admit to yourself that there's only one person that can make you happy and do whatever it takes to get them back.
So Smithers, you know, admits to himself that Homer's right, but he's going to need Homer's help.
Mm-hmm. But their conversation is quickly interrupted because we hear that it's midnight. And we hear Mo go, oh my God!
Because
we just hear in the background
a lot of beer bottles being thrown about.
Barney is going to town on that truck. You can hear it. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's laughing. He's having a good time.
It sounds violent, though, at the same time.
Uh-huh. But then, of course, he lets out a nice belch.
Yes, indeed.
So, next thing we know, we're back at the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant, and Homer and Smithers are trying to finish the details on their plan. So Smithers is going to make wants to make Mr. Burns talk with his mother, who he hates.
Yes.
Right. And when she tears into him, Smithers will jump in to save the day.
There you go. So Mr. Smithers calls Mrs. Burns,
mm-hmm.
right? And she's sitting on her porch, right? Very Burns-esque.
Very decrepit, yep.
And so
she answers, what?
Smithers says, hello, Mrs. Burns. This is Waylon Smithers. I have your son Montgomery on the line.
That improvident lackwit? Always too busy striding about his Adam Mill to call his own mother? I'll break him. I'll give him his what's for till he cries brassifrax.
And so,
I would love to see her and Grandpa hold a conversation.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yes.
It would be so incoherent.
Yes.
And so Smithers puts her on hold. So he says, perfect. All right, when I give you the signal, you transfer the call to Mr. Burns. After she tears into him, I'll rush in and save the day.
Homer goes, got it. And he pushes the speaker, right? I'm transferring a call into you, Mr. Burns.
And so you hear Mr. Burns, no problemo.
And then Homer kind of like, he's staring at four different buttons, right? And does he press the one that says transfer?
No, of course not.
He presses the one that says disconnect, right? He's like, when he hears the dial tone.
And so we hear Burns from his office, ahoy, hoy, hoy.
And then Homer panics and he uses a falsetto, right? Hello, Mr. Burns, this is your mother.
And Smith's like, no.
And Burns like,
he's like, oh. Hello, sorry about pulling the plug on you and all. Who could have known you'd pull through and live for another 5 decades? Oh, is my face red? So I guess he pulled the plug on her.
Yeah. And Smithers goes to Homer. Mrs. Burns is 122 years old, so try to sound more desiccated. And she doesn't call her son Mr. Burns.
So Homer's like, son, this is Mrs. Burns. I just called to say I don't love you. You're a bad son, Montel. Montel.
And he turns, and right behind him is Mr. Burns. And he goes, so.
Homer just, ah, he screams.
Impersonate my mother, will you? And you, Smithers, you must have put him up to it. I'm glad I fired you.
And Homer just turns it. You really blew it this time, Smithers.
And this time, Smithers is the one that cracks. He can't take it anymore. So he jumps on Homer, and they start to have a good old-fashioned brawl inside Mr. Burns' office.
They're going all out.
Yeah, man. They're choking each other and everything.
I think Smithers tells him, stop fighting like a woman, right? Yeah. Or something like that. But then Smithers bites him. Oh, my goodness. It's horrible.
And we just hear Monty go, stop that. Stop that at once. You're fighting.
And so they punch in each other, right? Smithers pulls the little hair strands on Homer's head. That's what he tells him, stop fighting like a girl, right? Uh-huh. And then they just keep going. They keep going. And then Smithers throws a big punch into Homer's stomach.
And lucky for Homer, he just kind of absorbs that with his blobbish stomach.
And the fist is just stuck. He can't get it out.
Uh-huh.
And so he just starts slapping him around, very Nate Diaz style.
Yep. So Burns is trying to stop all this by blowing up a paper bag.
And he pops it right.
Yeah. Area. And he tries throwing a glass of water on them by poking them with a stick. Smithers teaches Homer how to properly use a phone by beating him with it.
Yeah.
And of course, Burns is like trying to get away from this by now. So he climbs up on top of this.
His stuffed polar bear.
Stuffed polar bear. What do you call it? Taxidermy. Taxidermy polar bear, yes.
Yeah. So Homer's running towards Smithers, like, I'll show you! And Smithers actually opens Burns' safe, right? And slams it into Homer's face, right? And then he walks back and he hits the bear, which falls through the window and crashes to the ground.
And Mr. Burns was on top of that bear.
So Smithers just says, oh my.
So next thing we know, it's night, and we cut to Mr. Burns' stately manor, and we see Burns resting in bed, and he seems to be covered with casts.
Yeah, almost a full body cast.
Yes, uh-huh.
And so Smithers is feeding him, right? He's like, here comes the endangered condor into the power lines. I've got Bobo hot from the dryer. Careful not to burn yourself on his eye.
And Burns is like, I don't need you to do any of this. I'm totally self-reliant now. What I would like, though, is a Spanish peanut.
And so Smithers hands him one, right?
But he's still got that red skin on it, right? Yeah. And Burns just looks at it and he goes, skin?
So Smithers skins it and then he puts it into his mouth. So self-reliant, right?
Yeah. Burns is chewing happily. It's a remarkable thing in one... In the short time you were gone, I learned to be completely self-reliant.
Smithers gives him another peanut.
And? Oh, and as for that brutish fellow who knocked me out of the window, see that he gets what's coming to him.
And Smithers says, I already have, sir. And we cut back to the Simpsons house, and there is a huge basket of fruit and snacks, and it says, thank you on it, right? Yeah. Obviously, this is from Smithers, not from Burns.
Bart's like, what'd you get that for?
Like, for knocking Mr. Burns out of a third-story window?
Makes sense to me.
And Lisa's like, did he die?
Homer goes, what am I, a doctor?
And we end the episode.
Yes. It's very nice that Homer really cared about the person that he put in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. So I gotta ask you right away. Scale of 1 to 5 donuts.
Oh, no, come on, man. It's five, dude. It's five.
Five donuts.
It's one of my top 10 in my universe. It's one of my top 10. Mm. It's such a great episode, man.
Oh, man. Just seeing Homer bash Mr. Burns' face in.
And we forgot to say it. There's a cool part there after that where you can see the black eye.
You can see
the little blue under his eye.
Yes.
He got him. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. That was just such a great, great scene. Seeing Homer snap and just wail on Mr. Burns.
One punch, man. And the fight between him and Smithers is epic, too. That's a great fight.
Smithers managed to get himself fired from 3 different jobs in this episode.
Hilarious. Ugh. Burns heavy episodes, man. I love them.
Yes.
We saw Mr. Burns' mom.
Yes. Still alive.
100 and what, 22 or something like that? 24 or something?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
She had an affair with President Taft.
Oh, my goodness. But, man, what a, like, just everything about this is cool. The whole Lenny part where he's cowering. Man. Barney with the beer truck. Just the little things in it, too. Man, but yeah, it's 5 minutes. It's even lacking the chalkboard gag, the recycled couch gag. It doesn't even matter once you get to the end of this episode.
Yes. And you know what? The episodes are going to keep getting...
Yeah.
We're going to keep getting good episodes
and
for the rest of the season.
Just ends so strong.
Like, yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean... I don't know what to say. I'm really enjoying this season, except for the clip episode.
Of course.
I'm really enjoying this season. It's the glory years of the Simpsons run. Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, what a great episode. It's such a good episode.
Oh, man.
It's one of those, guys. Like, if you're trying to get someone into the Simpsons, this is a good one.
It's a good one to get them... Get them hooked.
Yeah.
And then you send them back to the first season. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this? I mean, there's not much to say. God dang.
It
this
just
is good.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, it was real good.
It really does. Mm-hmm. The jokes are great. The writing's great. The situations are great. I mean, Mr. Burns becoming self-reliant is hilarious.
Smithers' getaway.
His getaway, yeah. Very obvious.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, man, it's just there's not a dull spot in this one at all. And none of the jokes miss. Like, it's, yeah, and it's like no time's wasted either. There's no lulls in it, nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I can forgive it for running a little long and taking the chalkboard gag away from us, but, you know, I gladly sacrifice that for such an iconic episode. Well,
that's really all we can say, guys.
Yeah, really all we can
say. You gotta see it for yourself.
Yeah, you do. Don't forget to give us a follow on Instagram. Our official show Instagram page is official_Homer's_donuts without the apostrophes. I post original memes from time to time. If you guys can think of anything we can do to make this show better for you, send us a DM on there. Don't forget to give us a follow on whatever podcasting platform you listen to this on, and if you can give us a nice little rating, please go ahead and do so. It'll just make this show easier for somebody else to find.
Very true. We want to try and round up all the Simpsons fans we can.
Yes. They're out there lonely
in droves though.
Forlorn. Mm-hmm. Forlorn. I guess we do have the next Simpsons movie to look forward to.
Yes.
And see how many more seasons. By the way, the newer ones have been getting better.
Yeah.
Been getting better.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten there yet, but yeah.
So, until next week, au revoir, suckers.